1. The Ghost. One night at Elsinore Castle in Denmark, two guards see a ghost.
It looks like King Hamlet.
But it can't be. King Hamlet is dead.
We must tell Horatio, Prince Hamlet's friend. Perhaps the ghost wants to give a message to the prince.
The next night, Horatio stays to watch with the guards. The ghost appears again. It is wearing the same armor as the old king.
What do you want? Speak to us.
It refuses to speak.
I shall tell the prince. Perhaps the ghost will speak to him.
This is a bad sign. Something sinister is happening in Denmark.
Prince Hamlet is very sad. His father, the king, is dead. Gertrude, his mother, has married Claudius, his father's brother. Claudius has become the new king. Hamlet does not like his uncle. It is time to think about the future. I shall be a father to you, and you will be king after me, Hamlet.
Stay here with us. Do not go back to university. We love you, Hamlet.
I shall obey you, madam. My father was a better man than Claudius. My mother was weak and foolish to marry my uncle.
Horatio comes to tell Hamlet about the ghost. Horatio has studied for many years with the prince at university. He is Hamlet's best friend, and the prince trusts him completely.
I hate this place, Horatio. My uncle and my mother are so happy. How can they forget my father so soon?
My lord, I saw your father last night.
What do you mean?
Come to the castle walls at midnight, above the cliff. Then you'll understand.
Hamlet sees the ghost of his father. It signals him to follow.
I am your father's spirit. If you ever loved me, revenge my murder.
Murder?
My wife Gertrude was unfaithful to me. My brother Claudius murdered me. While I was sleeping in my garden, he poured poison in my ear. The sun is rising. I must go. Hamlet, remember me.
Hamlet does not know what to do. Perhaps the ghost is telling lies.
I shall pretend to be mad. Nobody will pay attention to a poor, crazy prince. I shall investigate my father's death. If the ghost's story is true, I shall kill my uncle.
So Hamlet, who was very intelligent, began to play the part of a madman. He did strange things, and he talked in a crazy way. He often said things with a hidden meaning, which only he understood. The people believed that Hamlet was mad, and they hoped that he would soon get better. The queen was very worried, because she loved her son. Only Horatio and the guards knew the secret of Hamlet's meeting with the ghost.